Monday, February 8, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. JSE-listed chemical services group Omnia has reported that its fertilizer division will start a process to evaluate the possible mothballing of its phosphoric acid plant near Rustenburg, which will affect 160 workers. The company aims to complete the evaluation by the end of April and says it'll engage with unions and employees during the period. Omnia Fertilizer will enter into discussions with its long-standing sulfuric acid suppliers to evaluate possible alternative disposal options. In its 36-year history, the plant has produced phosphate-based products, mainly phosphoric acid, and has been a safe disposal facility for waste sulfuric acid emanating from a number of platinum mines in the vicinity. Water and Environmental Affairs Minister Buyelwa Sonjika and Australian Trade Minister Simon Crean have signed a letter of intent that would frame future bilateral cooperation on climate change matters. Australia and South Africa have been cooperating on climate change matters under a climate change partnership since 2006. Signing the letter of intent formalized continuing cooperation under this partnership, which has helped build a constructive relationship through the implementation of practical and co-beneficial projects. Also making headlines, South Africa's sports minister says that South Africa will host a memorable, incident-free 2010 FIFA World Cup, with all major infrastructure for the event having been completed on time. The Department of Transport will set up a transport command and call center for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Vehicle manufacturer Toyota posts a profit amidst the global recall rollout. And Moscow offers to make South Africa the maintenance hub for most of Russia's major modern commercial aircraft operating in sub-Saharan Africa. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.